A mother is a person who, seeing there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. Teresa Jordan.
Empowerment in education. 2 powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to the Essential Oil Revolution, your one-stop place for all things health, wellness, and of course, essential oils. On the show, you get to hear from a wide range of inspiring and expert speakers. We talk about things such as life's purpose, all the way to making your own deodorant. Today's episode, we are going to be talking with Susan Hyde from The Confident Mom all about using essential oils for kids. She talks about her experience using oils on her 4 kids, as well as her own experience battling some emotional triumphs with essential oils. She talks about the 5 most important essential oils to have around when using with kids. And of course, we talk about how to use them safely on littles.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Susan, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here.
Thank you. I'm thrilled. I can't be happier to be here. So this will be awesome.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do over at the Confident Mom blog?
Well, I definitely do a little bit of writing, and I have found through the years, so I think I'm at a little over maybe 7 years blogging at The Confident Mom. Just, it's crazy how community can start online. I had no idea when I started my blog what it was going to look like and how God was going to use me and my goofed up life to kind of be an encouragement to other moms. And it has really been a blessing to me and blessed other moms as well. So I just share, you know, good parts and good things and the bad parts of my day and help other moms and encourage them in their day. And I've created a few little targeted solution products that can help, you know, some of those areas that mom struggles with. And we just kind of go from there. So yeah.
That's great. Well, I was reading on your website, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to paraphrase from your site here. You say, being confident in your role as a mom is key to your family thriving instead of just surviving, which I love. And your mission is to give families more time, less stress, and stronger family relationships. So I think that's such a beautiful message. I'm curious, how do essential oils play a role in this mission of yours?
Well, I think as moms, we all have those critical roles in our family. And oftentimes, the way I think that our society has kind of shifted and moms are required to have so many roles that maybe, you know, 30 years we didn't have, I think now essential oils just are another tool that we can have in our toolbox to help not only ourselves, but also our family members. And, you know, a mom wants to be in a position. You know, we're such pleasers and we want to help everybody. And of course, you want to have what you need to help your family. So it's just been a real handy tool to have in our home. And I know the other moms that have ventured into, you know, experiencing essential oils through reading my experience have really been blessed to have, you know, the same feeling of empowerment to help their families too. So
now, how did you first get introduced to Young Living essential oils? Had you been using essential oils already, or how did you get started?
Well, it is kind of, I think, probably a pretty typical story. So I had actually been looking at essential oils for a few months because I had been looking for some pretty significant emotional support for myself, which I think all moms can kind of relate to at different parts in our lives. We are looking for a little bit more. And I actually had purchased oils off of Amazon because I was like big time into being a frugal mom. And so I thought I'll try some of these oils that, you know, I read about maybe could help with my emotional support. And I just didn't experience what, you know, some of the other people were saying that they had, and I was really bummed. And so that kind of led me doing a little bit more research on, you know, some higher quality oils and, you know, what that might look like. And then I stumbled on Young Living. And so that was the one that was right for me and right for my family. And so I just began using for myself and just began seeing some, you know, pretty significant results. And so it was just something that I naturally began sharing with my audience from that point on. So
I always like to make this analogy that, you know, if you compare Young Living or any high quality therapeutic grade essential oil to something that you might find, you know, at your store on Amazon or something like that, it's almost like you're comparing a homemade loaf of spelt sourdough bread at the farmer's market to like a bag of Wonder Bread at your store, almost, you know.
It's, oh, that's
like
a good one. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is that saying everybody wants to say, like, you really do get what you pay for. And it really, there are a lot of things in life that is just 100% true. And
so we're here to talk about essential oils for kids. Do you think that essential oils should be a part of every child's everyday life?
Yep. I do. And I think that's one of the big areas where there's a little bit of maybe misinformation or just the way we're trained as moms. We do a few things like every day to help our kids, you know, remain on the right track, but it's not until maybe they're off track or maybe, you know, something's going a little haywire, then we pull in all forces. And so that's where I think it has made a bigger difference in our personal journey is, you know, having the oils every single day and, you know, using them, applying them, diffusing them, whatever that looks like, you know, in your home and just being consistent. It's amazing that the difference that, you know, it can make keeping you in a place of wellness rather than kind of having to always be racing, you know, from the other end and trying to get everybody back on track. So it definitely is an everyday thing that I think could be valuable for everybody.
Yeah, it's so hard though. I mean, I think when we're moms, we're in that go, go, go mode all the time that we're so programmed just to respond to those alarm bells or to respond to distress and to react to things when they come up. And that's so much harder to deal with those things if we instead shifted and focused on staying well and incorporating these habits into our day, every day. I mean, we would probably save a lot of money and, you know, we would save a lot of distress too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But that's so hard to do.
Money. Yeah. I mean, that's right there is so true. And I think it's counterintuitive to what we are led to believe, you know, because you don't really, we're kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but we're kind of in this mode where we don't want to spend the money on, you know, not even just take essential oils aside, but good quality things for our family to keep us in a place of wellness that, you know, but then we end up paying more on the other side when you're trying to get caught up. So it really does benefit to be in that place. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you share any stories or examples of how you've used the oils with your kids? And you've got a diverse bunch there. So I'm excited to sort of hear the different stories with each of them or just one of them.
Yeah, but we do definitely have a pretty wide spread of children for sure. So, you know, I mean, it is varied. Everybody has their own little routine. And to be quite honest, I mean, I had older kids when I began using oils and a lot of them didn't want anything to do with them. So I was only left with, you know, the younger ones that, you know, would allow me to be mom and do things like that. So, but our youngest one who actually was adopted through the foster care system, I mean, when he came here with us, he had, you know, some emotional challenges and had a little bit of difficulty really regulating his emotions. And it was just really amazing to me how when I began just trying out a few of the different oils that I knew had made, you know, a profound effect for me, like peace and calming, for example, is one that is his ultimate favorite. When I saw him become agitated or where he was on the verge of being able to escalate and that, and then we would apply the oil, it was incredible how his response and the ability for him to regroup himself and get himself under control. It was just, there was nothing like that I had seen before. You know, there's no amount of talking and trying to reason. And especially when you're dealing with a 3 or 4 year old that can't even really understand the emotions that they're experiencing. So now, I mean, we always have peace and calming with us. And then he has, I think, 4 empty bottles in his nightstand drawer that he just, you know, is able to sniff on anytime that he just kind of feels like it's almost like a comforting mechanism because the way the oils, you know, get right into the body through inhaling is just so effective and powerful. And now he has a bottle that he takes in his lunchbox every day. And I'm just so thankful that where he goes to school, his teacher's oily and supports that. And so, you know, we've been able to really use that in the emotional side for him. And it's made a difference for him for sure. So
oh, beautiful. Kudos. Kudos to you and kudos to the oily teacher as well. That's great.
It's a good thing. Yeah. So, and I love, you know, that now when I first started my oily journey, I really, you know, I use this term in a loving way because I don't ever want to offend somebody, but I was not a granola mama. Like I was not interested in, you know, not stopping my Diet Coke and all of that. And however, I have since changed because I've learned so much. But now I know that I can do so many things to keep the chemicals out of our home, which that was not even you know, in my eyesight, you know, 3 years ago, not even. So that's a big, big part of what I love about having the oils and being able to use them in our home. And even my kids now, even my older kids, like I said, they didn't want anything to do with it for a long time. And now they are just so aware because they've seen how it's been effective for me. So I love that they come to me, Mom, what oil do I need for so-and-so, you know, it's great.
That's great. I think that's such a great learning tool for kids to grow up with, especially when we're talking about the emotions. So, you know, the sort of Western medical side and crisis stuff, like leave that aside. If you just want to focus on the emotions and using that as a teaching tool for your kids, because I feel like a lot of kids go around very kind of unaware of emotions, and giving kids that emotional intellect to be able to say, oh, that's what anger looks like, or that's what joy looks like, or that's what frustration looks like. And to not only kind of be aware and give it a name, but also to give them these tools to help them through that. I think this movement of raising these quote unquote oily kids is really going to create a much more compassionate and empathetic breed of adults when they grow up. What do you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, there was such a period of time where we didn't want our kids to express their emotions, and we as adults got freaked out. And so I think it's really shifted now. And like you said, I think it's really going to change the atmosphere in our communities, in our homes, just in a much bigger picture in the next, you know, 15 to 20 years. It's going to make a big difference. So
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, Susan, I have kind of an odd question for you. What do you think are some benefits of essential oils for kids that maybe we don't know about?
Well, I think, you know, the whole emphasis on wellness support is huge. That's been a big key component in our home alone. And I think, you know, I oftentimes just kind of like my jaw drops when I meet a mom who's been struggling with different things and they don't know about oils. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you could have this wonderful tool. So, I mean, it has made a difference in not only, you know, my younger kids, but my older kids for sure. You know, I already mentioned that they didn't want anything to do with them. And now that is their go-to thing. They're not going to maybe how we used to deal with issues, you know, 5 years ago in our home. So, but just, you know, understanding that wellness support is great. And we love using our thieves and doing Ningxia Red and those kind of things. And then, you know, I don't know what's going to happen and how many more kids we're going to bring into our home, but I am so thankful that, you know, I have some good experience with essential oils and emotional support because, you know, every day we can, you know, everybody can use that kind of support, you know, and I love that you can put oils in a diffuser. And even if you have an obstinate person that doesn't want anything to do with them, they're still going to be breathing them in. So, especially like we have family gatherings and, you know, I'm like, oh shoot, oh, this is maybe not going to go as well as maybe I would like it. And so then I'll put in a little joy or some harmony or something like that. And it's amazing how that can change the atmosphere.
Absolutely. Now, I think some people, well, those people probably have stopped listening by now, but there's some people who are probably outraged and shocked that we're even talking about using essential oils for kids. Just there's so much noise out there about essential oils and safety. And, you know, some people are kind of under the misunderstanding that essential oils are dangerous to use on kids. And we could probably talk about that all day. And we've already actually done an episode with Dr. Jim Bob Haggerton all about essential oil safety. And we focus a lot on kids, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on it.
You are given the role as a mom and you are given what you need to make the decisions for you and your family. So everybody's not going to agree and that's okay. For me and my family, I didn't have infants when I began using. I know plenty of people that have and have had no issue at all. We began using when our little guy was 2. So, or 2.5, I guess. So, and you want to always make sure you dilute 1 to 2 drops of essential oil to about 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of a carrier oil. So just keep that in mind. I mean, that's your number one go-to thing is just to always dilute. So, and then you want to keep the oils away from your kids. There are some that you definitely don't want them to get a hold of, and there's really no reason for them to be, you know, messing around and being able to open it and all that kind of stuff. So it's just something that you want to give, you know, care to, keeping them out of the reach. So, and then the only thing that I would just be really cautious about is using wintergreen and eucalyptus around children who are the age of 2 or younger. And you don't want to be applying that, either of those oils, around in the upper chest area or around their nose or their, you know, where they're going to be breathing large sniffs of those. So you would never want to like open the bottle and put that right under their nose for them to be breathing. So there have been reports of, I think the statistic, if I think I have it right, it's 1 in 10,000 kids that have had an issue with breathing. And so it's just best to avoid using either of those oils in those two areas. So, and then myrtle is one that comes to mind that you can use in place of wintergreen or eucalyptus, because sometimes people get caught in like, well, I can't use eucalyptus or wintergreen. But myrtle is another one that is very effective for very similar issues. And so having that one in your back pocket is really good. And then a couple other really slow, you know, simple ones is, you know, we all probably know, or if you're new to essential oils, that some oils are photosensitive. So you want to just be really sure, you know, when you're applying on your kiddos that, you know, you're applying that oil where the sun isn't going to shine, and so that you don't have to any worry about, you know, any skin irritations there. And then just introducing one oil at a time is a great place to start when you're, you know, looking at using oils on little ones. And then once again, just make sure that you're doing your research. Have some really good reference material that you feel really confident using.
Great advice. Thank you. Yeah, start out slowly. You know, and every mom makes their own choice. So make your own choices and ease your child into them if you want to say, okay, how is my child going to react to lavender or peppermint or something? Just start out really slowly, you know, one drop, put it on you, have them smell it and, you know, see what happens. Like you're smart. You're an intelligent being. I think that you know the difference between a good reaction and a bad reaction. And so start out slowly. Don't go overboard with the oils. Always dilute. And then you be the judge of what's happening to your child. And I think that you really can't go wrong when you do that.
Yep. I 100% agree. Yeah.
Now, Susan, if you could just choose like 5 oils to have around at all times for using on kids, what do you think they would be?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. Well, I would have to be, number one would be peace and calming, because that is definitely been a lifesaver in our home and for our little guy. So it definitely is awesome for emotional support. And for anybody that's listening that isn't familiar with that one, it is great. If you have, you know, a child that is like a nonstop robot, that one is a good one. So we moms need some relief from that sometimes. So that one's a great one to pop in the diffuser. So, and then I guess I would say Valor. So another one that is awesome for supporting the emotional system and just kind of helping to balance and support. I love it because I feel like it really can shift my attitude and maybe some other people in my home. Maybe they're not having a very good day and I can like pop that one in the diffuser as well. So
yeah, we just had Jonathan Webb on the show and he was talking about his son who just all of a sudden one day just did not want to go to school. He just was very almost fearful and very uncharacteristically just stern. Like, I just do not want to go. And so they broke out the Valor and they just, you know, put it, I think they put it on his heart or on his wrist or something. And almost immediately he was like, all right, I'm cool now, ready to go. So, you know, it's like liquid courage, a different kind of liquid courage.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, very good. I love that. Yeah. So let's see, I guess the next one I would probably pick would be lavender. If you're unfamiliar with oils, you'll definitely want to have that as your first one because it is the Swiss Army knife of oils. If you are not sure what oil to use for a situation you're in, just use lavender. I love that I can always have lavender in my purse. And if I'm out of, you know, other ones that are my little compact that I carry, then I always have an extra bottle in my purse of lavender because it can be used for relaxing, calming, for, you know, putting on your skin. I mean, just everything. So that one's a good one. Let's see, the next one I would probably say is frankincense. So, I mean, we've all heard that obviously it was one of the ones that the wise men brought for baby Jesus. And I just know, just from the reference material that I've been reading, and it's just a great one and is very powerful with the body. So calming, relaxing, and it's great for emotional well-being. And there's some great constituents in that oil. So I would definitely Google that one, and you can read even more on, you know, why you would want to have that one. And then lastly is the big kahuna, which is the thieves. So that is definitely, you know, the blend that is probably used more often in our house than not. So awesome for supporting the immune system and good health for sure.
Well, that's a great list of the top five oils to have around for kids. I think I probably couldn't have made a better list myself. So thanks for spelling that out for us. What's some just last parting wisdom that you'd like for all the parents out there listening to know about in regards to essential oils?
Well, I think, you know, do your research. I think that is really important. And usually moms are really good at that. You know, don't always listen to the, you know, the stuff that's out on the sideline. Really, you know, take the time for you to do your own research that, you know, where you can make a really good informed decision about, you know, what's going to work. So trust your gut as a mom. I really do feel like, you know, moms are given wisdom to deal with situations and especially to deal with their very own children. So I think that that is powerful and can empower you. And then have tools on hand to empower you so that, you know, having the reference materials in your own home, I think, is really critical. So you don't always have to be running online, because not everything you read online is accurate. So there is a lot of great information, like this podcast for one, but, you know, it's hard, especially if you're newer in the journey. You know, you're maybe you don't know what to trust and what not to trust. So I think, you know, having your own information at your fingertips is really important. And then have a couple trusted friends that you know that you could bounce ideas off, and you could ask them, hey, you know, this happened and I'm not really sure if this is the way it was supposed to go down or whatever. And, you know, you can rely on other people to kind of help you travel your journey. I mean, that's what's so great. I think with my experience, and you know, you're probably the same way, that the community around, especially moms using oils with their families, is like incredible. I've never experienced something like it before. So you've always got a friend that will, you know, help you out in a situation. And I've just been amazed.
Yeah, absolutely. That community is such a strong bond to make with the other moms out there that are, you know, on the same, you know, path, on the same wavelength, using the oils and just searching for those alternative solutions to take care of their families as best as they can.
Yeah, no, that we learn from each other. And so if you create the community, people will come and they'll, you know, be generous in sharing. And I love that.
Well, Susan, we like to leave our listeners with some practical advice and give them a glimpse into other people's daily health habits and words of wisdom. Do you have a daily health habit that you want to share with us?
Well, let's see. I guess the first thing that I would say is that for me personally, I have to have quiet time in the morning, because if that doesn't happen, and I've seen so many days where it doesn't happen, it's like I just am not set for the day. So I know, you know, for myself and then a lot of moms in my community, that that is a key component. So setting aside, you know, whether it's, you know, if only you can do 5 minutes, okay, then take the 5 minutes. But so that's been really good for me. I definitely have an oily routine. You know, when I first get up in the morning, even before I brush my teeth, I use Valor, Harmony, Joy, and White Angelica. And then, you know, as I go throughout my day, there's a couple big components that I try to make sure happen, which is getting my body moving every day for at least 30 minutes. And as a work-at-home mom who does a lot on the computer, that can be really tricky. But you know what? I have to be intentional about making it happen. And I was so lucky this summer. My husband actually built me a treadmill desk, so I can actually kind of get two birds done with one stone. So I'm very happy that I can get some work done and walk on my treadmill as well. So, and then, you know, this is one of my intentional things for this year, is spending time doing some fun things. Like, I always thought I was a fun person, but I have become way too serious in the last few years. And so, you know, making sure that I'm getting some fun with my family, and that has to be intentional, which maybe for a lot of people, that's not the case, but for me it is. So just, I would just, you know, check yourself as a mom, making sure that you are laughing. I mean, just like yesterday, I mean, out in the snow with my family, and I live in Seattle, so we don't really get, you know, snow. So we have to go across the mountain to do this, but we did that. And I had not laughed that hard in so long. So just, you know, laughter can be such, you know, great medicine for the soul. So yeah, that's a big one now that I'm being intentional about. And then just making sure that you're eating good food, like that has been a game changer for me. I used to just not eat all day. Like I was so busy, like I didn't have time to eat. And now I just make sure that I have high energy food that I can easily grab. And so it doesn't take a long time and I'm not starving my body all day. And then, you know, everything, my blood sugar sinks and then I'm just a crab. So it's just kind of preventing some of those things by some thought ahead of time, I think can be, you know, really critical. And then have community. You know, you've got a mom's job can be a little bit lonely, and you know, you need to find community. If it's online community, that's great. If it's, you know, in-person community with a mom's group or maybe a group from your church, I think that's critical. And I mean, I have made intentional choices to be a part of those kind of communities as well. So
it is critical. I'm glad you put that in there as a daily health habit, because not a lot of people would consider that as a health habit, but it truly is. Well, and finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I don't think mine's going to be very exciting, but I definitely am like I am the toothpaste Nazi. So that would be the one thing that I think would be really easy for people to ditch, because there is just such a misnomer on this thing that fluoride has got to be in your toothpaste for it to be effective. And that is so not true. And so it is actually poisonous. And if you Google fluoride, and I've done a couple online classes with regards to different things about fluoride, I mean, there's a poison warning on toothpaste that has fluoride in it. So if that is not, you know, a kind of a warning there, and this is something you're using at least two times a day in your mouth and being absorbed through, you know, your mucous membranes, let alone if you've got little ones that obviously are going to be swallowing it, because, oh, it usually has a yummy, fruity flavor. So yeah, I would say ditch the toothpaste that has fluoride in it and find one that does not have fluoride and that your family can use and you can feel 100% comfortable. You know, I'm the toothpaste Nazi.
That's great. I love it. You know, that's like a simple answer, but it's powerful. Well, Susan, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution. You've shared so many pearls of wisdom, and we just want to say thank you, and we really appreciate you being here.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for having me, and hopefully, if I just said one little thing that maybe helps another mom in her oily journey, I will just be thrilled. That's awesome.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.